Welcome. You're listening to Talk About Healthy Living. I am so excited to share with you today 6 healthy ways to curb your cravings by choosing nutritious snack foods. It's so easy when we're on the go and we're caught up in activities or projects or we're traveling. It's so easy to just grab something because we're feeling hungry and we need to satisfy that hunger. And what's often readily available are very unhealthy options, heavy laden sugary treats, things that really just do not serve our body or mind. So it's important to develop some mindful choices. I'm Peggy Silfan. I'm a personal development coach trained in Eastern and Western traditions, including nutrition. So I'm really excited to bring these 6 options available to you. And I'm also going to share some really simple techniques, my snack hacks that I often use that really help me stay on the right path. So here are snack food options that are truly amongst the most wholesome and satisfying for the palate, and they're good for your body. Let's begin. Number 1, nuts. Nuts offer lots of nutrition, including heart-healthy fats, quality proteins, and they satisfy the need to have something crunchy. I'm a crunchy addict. So I like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and nuts are really convenient for on the go, whether you're in the car, whether you're at work, or traveling on an airplane. So a handful, just a palm-sized pile of nuts, not the whole package, will really keep hunger at bay. Number 2, fruits. Fruits, including apples, bananas, oranges, and all kinds of berries, provide really good balance of vitamins and fiber. We really are fiber deficient, and so fruits are a good way to get more of that fiber into our bodies, which help the gut microbiome be more balanced and, again, feeds the body more healthfully. So fruits can really satisfy that desire for something sweet, and if you want even more taste, I recommend with all apples or all kinds of berries, choose organic varieties. Otherwise, you are getting harmful pesticides. So here's one of my quick fruit snack hacks. Take organic grapes, freeze them, and on a really hot day, just grab 2 or 3 of them, and it is such an incredibly refreshing and healthful treat. Again, don't eat too many of them because there is a lot of fructose, which is the sugar that makes it so tasty and so sweet. And too much of that sugar, obviously, can start spiking your blood sugar levels, which is not so desirable. If you want to amp up the satisfaction level and feel more sated, take slices of apple and smear some nut butter on it. I like almond butter, and that gives you a little extra protein along with that natural fructose, and the body feels really nourished. Number 3. Raw vegetables. For me, crunchy raw vegetables satisfy that need to have that munchy experience. But what I love about raw vegetables is they really deliver a big nutrient-dense punch. Sliced carrots, or I like to get those little baby organic carrots that I can throw into a little insulated lunch bag and have along with me to munch on. Other choices, which are really good, are celery, peppers, cucumbers, broccoli, cauliflower. These all can provide a really delicious pick-me-up that's infused with very few calories. So if you are watching calories, which again, I don't recommend. I recommend eating more mindfully. But nevertheless, if you're watching calories, these have very few. What they do have are lots of vitamins, minerals, fibers. If you want to increase energy levels or feel even more sated and amp up your vitality, you can dip them in some nut butters like cashew butter or almond butter, and that adds a little more protein as well, so you feel even more filled up. Number 4. Seeds. Seeds are a great nibble. They give you a dietary edge for fitness, well-being, and they offer healthy fats, proteins, and lots of micronutrients. So just keep a variety on hand or, again, carry them with you. Sunflower seeds, sesame, hemp seeds, and chia seeds. Now, I will give you a recipe for chia pudding, which is unbelievably nutritious, really helps you feel full. You ready? Here goes the recipe. 2 tablespoons of chia seeds, 1/2 cup of almond or coconut milk, 1 pinch of cinnamon, 1 drops of vanilla extract, and mix that together and let it sit in the fridge for 30 to 60 minutes to thicken, or you can leave it there for hours so that it's available for you perhaps later when you're looking for a healthy snack. Number 5, hard-boiled eggs. So hard-boiled eggs can give you a really good protein snack, and it's easy to keep available in the refrigerator for a quick fix, or again, to throw in an insulated lunch pack. To make it a little tastier, I'll add a little sea salt or some Himalayan pink salt, and you've created a nice, tasty, protein, mineral-rich nosh. If you are someone who avoids dairy, an alternative option would be tofu. Tofu is bean curd made from soybean, very high protein, nutrient dense. So here is a quick baked tofu recipe. So begin by getting 2 packages of extra firm tofu, 1/2 teaspoon of olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon of rice vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of sriracha sauce, and that's spelled S-R-I-R-A-C-H-A, and 1 1/2 tablespoons of organic tamari, which is gluten-free soy sauce, and I prefer low sodium. Begin by washing the tofu and dry it with a dry cloth. Cut the tofu vertically and then slice it in half so the tofu is not too thick. Then cut each tofu piece into 4. Stack paper towels in several layers. Lay the sliced tofu on the paper towels and cover the tofu with other layers of paper towels and let them sit for about 10 minutes. That just helps absorb some of the moisture. And in the meantime, you can prepare a sauce. So prepare the sauce by mixing the olive oil, the rice vinegar, the sriracha sauce, and the tamari all together. Turn on your oven to 400 degrees broil. Mix the sauce with the tofu, place parchment paper on a cooking sheet and set the tofu on it. Put it in the oven for 10 minutes and you are done. You can eat this warm or cold, and you can add a Thai sweet chili sauce to enhance the flavor. But these are great, just little pop in your mouth snacks. Number 6, quite the simplest of all, and this is the medjool date treat. So I offer a free 7-day food boot camp adventure that's on my website, and one of my students actually recommended this, and I love it. So you take a medjool date, that's spelled M-E-D-J-O-O-L, I get the organic variety, and you fill it with 1/2 a walnut. Oh my gosh. The burst of sweetness and crunch is amazing. And medjool dates are extremely healthy. Again, give you lots of nutrients and fiber. So what healthy snacks can you find if you're on the road and stopping at convenience stores? Many of the items we've talked about, you can actually find things like nuts or fruit, but you can always find things like sunflower seeds or almonds or walnuts. They often have packages of carrots or celery or peanuts in the shell. You can also find whole grain cereal cups. I would recommend being very careful about choosing energy bars. Many of the energy bars are loaded with sugar. So do check the ingredients and notice what level of sugar content there might be. A great rule of thumb is the 1-ingredient rule for nutritious snacks. So if you choose foods that have only 1 ingredient, it's a vegetable or a fruit or a nut, you are more likely to be choosing healthy snacks. So when you choose real whole food, really you deliver vital nutrients that your body craves, and it allows you to feel energized, healthy, and it eliminates cravings. So the moral of the story is to snack sensibly. I hope you benefited from your time with me today. I'm sending you love and light, and I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Talk About Healthy Living.